I can get her name right now. I said, now, home office would hear from me immediately, tomorrow, on the double. I said, because I don't play that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Not at all. So the man said, Mrs. He's getting all apologetic, very apologetic. I said, listen, don't get me wrong. I said, I'm not taking it out on you. I said, because you don't have anything to do with it. I said, the error was made at the other office. Mm-hmm. I said, and I realize and understand that we are human beings and we are subject to human errors. Okay? But not this kind of an error. Not when there's an involvement of children. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I said, this kind of stuff is inexcusable. I said, I can't deal with this. And I said, I won't deal with it. I said, the home office is going to hear from me one way towards the other. I said, now don't get me wrong. It's not you personally. I don't have anything against you personally. I said, because you didn't make the reservation. I said, it was a young lady downtown who did it on Madison Avenue. Okay, you know, I'm going through this. I said, my God, you know, we're children, you know. Blase this and blase that, you know. I said, well, Lord.
You want some
of that? Oh, I have some here. I said, now, Lord, it's in your hands now. I said, I can't work. I said, because I'm about to get a headache. I'm about to throw a temper tantrum. I said, and Eastern Airlines don't know. they're on my list. My, you know, manure list. I don't know what my manure list. And I, you know, all these things just going through my mind. So I came home. I learned this one day when I was in school. I came home. I got me a piece of paper. I commenced to be writing. To whom it may concern. I wrote and I wrote and I wrote and I wrote until my heart was content. You know, I just relieved everything in that letter. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, don't mail it. I said, okay, I'm gonna mail it. But you know, I felt better, you know.
Yeah,
I got it out of my system, but on paper, you know. Excuse me.
Sure.
You didn't mail it?
No. I mean, this that way I was relieving all of my inhibitions and my frustrations out, you know, like some secretaries have on the desk, a damn it dog.
Yeah.
That letter was just my damn it letter, you know. So something said, no, don't write it. So just as I said, well, Lord, I'm getting ready to go to bed, and it's in your hands, and you're going to deal with it. I got a call from a daughter. She said, well, Mommy, I'm calling to tell you, you know, not to worry, that Glenn couldn't make it in time, you know, to take us to the airport. And I knew you would be worried. I said, well, thank you, baby. I appreciate you calling us. I'm glad everything is okay. Because I know if y'all was in East Egypt, El Shapak, or Timbuktu, or whatever, you know. I said, and you know how frantic I get when it comes to y'all. I said, yeah, Mommy, that's why we call. So I felt relieved. And there was, but I still had that, you know, that fire.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I'm telling you. So I said, listen, doll. I've made future reservations for tomorrow, okay? For 6:50, all right? Flight 189, direct. You don't have to worry about getting off or anything like that. So they said, okay, Mama, now you tell Joyce, you give her all of the information. I said, now, do you have it now? She said, yes. And I said, now read it back to me to make sure you have it. So she read it back to me. All of a sudden, Joyce became sick. They had to rush to the hospital. Well, the following day, I said, well, let me call and make sure everything is okay. 5:15, I got home. 5:20, I called. 5:30, I was informed that Joyce was in the hospital. 5:35, I was informed that they put my kids in a cab from Silver Springs, Maryland, to Washington International Airport. By themselves.
Really?
I said, you got to be kidding. They said, no, sir, they wanted to come home. I said, no, why didn't an adult accompany them there? Now, they're in a strange city, town, whatever.